This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Late Wednesday night, a Dallas County jury sentenced former Balch Springs police officer Roy Oliver to 15 years in prison and ordered him to pay a $10,000 fine. That comes after the jury found him guilty of murder for the fatal shooting of Jordan Edwards. The unarmed black teenager was killed as he left a house party. KERA's Christopher Connolly was at the courthouse when the verdict came down.
15 years in prison for the murder of 15-year-old Jordan Edwards. His stepmother, Charmaine Edwards, said she connected the two as soon as she heard the sentence. She was hoping Roy Oliver would spend more years behind bars.
25 to 30 or more. He actually can see life again after 15 years, and that's not enough because Jordan can't see life again.
Still, Daryl Washington, the family's lawyer, said even if they'd have preferred a longer sentence, they respect the jury's decision. He said they know many families never see their child's killer brought to justice. Washington said he hopes this case marks a change.
Little kids, adults, should be able to look at police officers as individuals who have taken the oath to protect and serve. We should not have to have conversation with our kids on how to behave or how to deal with police officers. And hopefully here in Dallas, Texas, Dallas is going to be the example for the rest of the country.
The idea that this case sets an example was also raised by Roy Oliver's defense team. Lawyer Miles Brissett said police heard it loud and clear.
It sends a chilling message to some as to how an officer is going to react in a critical situation. Are they going to go to work one day and then be facing a murder charge the next for making a decision that was a split second? That's what's at issue here.
Dallas County District Attorney Faith Johnson rejected the idea that the prosecution was anti-police.
We love them. We support the police. However, we do not support bad apples. And we want to say to people like Roy Oliver, if you go out and you murder anybody, we're committed to making certain that we prosecute people like that.
The trial is over, but the legal fights continue. Jordan Edwards' family has filed a civil lawsuit against the city of Balch Springs, and Roy Oliver has already filed to appeal his murder conviction. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.